Good morning, I'm Mitchell Clem. The deliberate destruction of a swarm of bees in Ulladulla has led to a call from a local beekeeper to give him a call first. Wesley Young says he was sickened to find a swarm of bees had been thrown onto a street in Ulladulla and thousands of bees killed when cars ran over them. Inquiries revealed a group of young people had hit the swarm onto the road and had taken photos of themselves running through the angry bees. Mr. Young says it's the time of year when bees do swarm, but we shouldn't be afraid and just call a beekeeper to take them away at no cost.
So with the swarm, when they leave the hive, they fill up with honey. They're pretty calm. They're not actually defending a hive, so they generally won't bother you. Obviously, don't go up and start poking them, but they will send out scout bees to find a new home. And, they're pretty gentle usually.
Shoalhaven City Council has been named among the finalists in the third annual National Climate Awards. The awards recognise the work of local governments in helping to reduce local greenhouse gas emissions. City's Power Partnership describes them as local champions who are stepping up to climate change in the face of ongoing federal climate inaction. Shoalhaven City Council is one of three finalists in the Energy Efficiency Achievement section, described as a ray of light still shines bright in the Shoalhaven. The winners will be announced next week. With the council elections just under a year away, Member for Goulburn Wendy Tuckerman and Minister for Local Government Shelley Hancock are encouraging more women to stand for council. Women represent just 31% of all New South Wales councillors. There are currently no women on Whinger Carrabee Council. Ms Tuckerman says it can be a very rewarding role.
Working with residents and businesses to improve the lifestyle and amenity of the community. That's why I'm encouraging local women to consider running for election to council in September next year.
And some research is indicating most of us are happy with our local hospitals. A survey from the Bureau of Health Information has found 93% of patients in the state's hospitals rated their care as very good or good. Plenty of celebrations for the Robinson Spuddies over the past couple of days after the lads took out the Group 7 third grade premiership. Captain Coach Damien Barton says they're hoping to organise a special presentation evening.
Yeah, we definitely want to try and get something organised. Like I said, it's pretty late in the year, but we'd still like to get something done so we can give the trophies out and give the boys their premiership jackets.
And a real coup for the region, the country's biggest surf boat event, the Australian Surf Rowing League Open Championships, will return to Mollymook Beach over 3 days in February 2021. Mollymook Surf Club Vice President Rex Russell says the event will be a fantastic injection for the local economy and he hopes COVID restrictions will be eased by the time it rolls around.
There'll be up to about 350 crews. And there'll be about approximately 86 clubs that are represented. There's close to about 1,500 competitors.
That's the latest local news, sport and info. For more news 24/7 and the greatest hits all day, check out 2st.com.au.